Miramax International. Miramax Films presents a Redeemable Features Dollface Film Colony production. A film by Mark Christopher. Unemployment
is expected to rise. It was the late 70s and everybody was in the middle of it. Of the recession, the mile-long lines at the station, the hostage crisis in Iran. When I look back at it now, it's amazing I can remember any of it. Feels like snapshots from someone else's life, all connected by one man.
The doors open to a nightclub.
A guy named Steve Rubell had a dream to throw the best damn party the world had ever seen and to make it last forever.
He built a world where fantasy was offered up as reality.
Where an 80-year-old disco queen could play till dawn. Where models mingled with mechanics, plumbers danced with princes. It was a place where all labels were left behind. A place where there were no rules.
54. New Jersey, 1979.
In 1979, I was 19 years old, and I had nothing. Now, my dad would say I had more than he did at my age, but you know what? To me, filling gas tanks at a Jersey City station, going to the same dingy bar with the same guys, trying to pick up on the same chicks was not tons of fun.
He has sex with a girl in the back of a car.
I can't believe you came already.
Sorry. I'm sorry. Listen, look at you, you're so... You want to go out tomorrow? I know this place where the peaches dynamite. What?
I'm from Montclair, right? And you're from Jersey City?
Yeah.
So I don't go out with guys from Jersey City.
Oh.
I knew the real escape was right across the river. But I didn't even have a car. Even though New York was 3 miles away, it seemed like another world.
I'd been there before with my mom. She did makeup for this television show and took me to work with her a few times. It was incredible. Everyone wanted to be around the stars. My mother always told me I could be anything I wanted to be, and I believed her. Mom died when I was 12.
This was Dad. His idea of the good life was a can of Schlitz and a Jack Benny special on the tube.
I had to break out. I knew I had to make a change.
He's cut his hair.
All right, all right, all right!
Whoa!
What?
What you laughing at?
Look at the hair!
What are you talking about?
Look at this guy!
Where's my hair?
Look at this guy! What are you talking about?
You look like Fidel Sassoon. If you don't look good, we don't look good.
They head for a disco, which is having a $2 pitcher night. They pull up in the car park and get out.
Shit. Should have borrowed my brother's bike bombs. Do I look short?
Nah, you look alright.
Should I button this up?
I don't know, man.
You better put on new underwear.
Hey, you guys. Hey, you guys. Before we go in, check it out.
Oh, take me home. Babe,
who are they? That one's Julie Black from All of My Children. She's my fucking dream girl.
Julie Black, she's from Alpine. My aunt does her ma's hair. Saw once, too, hanging out at the Alpine Inn.
Alpine Inn?
Yeah.
We should stake her out.
Well, I was just taken, anyway.
54. You know, Studio 54. Ain't you never heard of it?
That place is full of freaks.
And girls.
And fags.
Come on, you guys. Listen, you know who was at last night? Jacqueline Bisset. You know who she is?
Yeah, I fucked up.
All right, you turkeys can stay here and rock for all I care. But I'm gonna go see if I can get a look at Olivia.
Olivia Newton-John? Oh! We ain't there yet? Fuck you, turkey!
They travel through a tunnel into New York. Near the club, they hit a traffic jam.
Hey, wait in line.
Sorry.
You mutt! You're gonna leave me here with these freaks!
The young and the beautiful arrive at the club, whilst a pack of paparazzi snap photos. Shane and his friend try to get to the front.
A lot of people thought The Door was a better show than Inside. People would try anything to get in. Mark was the doorman, but it was Steve Rubell's club and his door.
I can't let you in here. You're wearing an ascot. You look like an asshole.
He was out in front every night making sure only the right people got in.
Uh-huh. Sorry. No.
Hey, come on! Right
over
in.
There.
Steve points at Shane.
Excuse me. He just pointed at him.
Okay, just you.
What?
Please.
Say what?
Just you, not him.
Ladies. Hey, man, he's my friend. You can't...
Girls, please, stand back, please. Step back, please. Step back.
Oh, my God. Don't be a spaz, man. Go for it.
All right, don't wait for me. I'll find my own way home.
Okay, you guys, come on.
Hey, I'm just fine. Shane's friend tries to sneak in.
Hey, get your fucking hands off me, you jive-ass turkey! Big-ass fucking gorilla! Fuck you!
Sorry, guy.
What?
Not with that shirt. Hey! I said not with that shirt.
Shane looks around nervously before pulling off his shirt. Steve releases the rope blocking the entrance.
Welcome to my party, handsome.
114!
He chose me. I've never been chosen for anything before.
He steps inside and struts down a hallway, its curved ceiling glowing with pink light. He passes the cloakroom.
You want to check that bod, sugar?
He puts his shirt back on and steps towards the packed dance floor. All around him are people in weird and wonderful outfits. Two people with their faces painted in blue and white checks walk past. Two overweight men in Roman togas are standing on a staircase. Topless male bartenders are serving cocktails. He heads up the stairs, passing a couple canoodling against the wall. He passes a man with two women sitting on his lap and watches the man kiss them both passionately. Nearby, a topless woman is straddling another clubber. The woman reaches for Shane and he slowly runs his finger down her back. He looks out from a balcony across the dance floor, which is packed with revelers. A large silver moon and spoon are suspended above them. Suddenly, silver ticker tape falls from above.
Mirror, mirror, on the wall, who's the fairest of them all? Truman? Truman Capote, where are you?
Here, sugar!
There you are. In honor of your fantastic new facelift, I thought I'd get you a couple of things.
A small child dressed like a cherub is lowered from the ceiling and hands Capote a small mirror.
And to make sure that the lift sticks, I thought we should wall, knock on wood.
Everyone's attention is drawn to a stage for a live performance. The singers, flanked by two male dancers, wearing tiny silver G-strings and holding large white feather fans.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I don't
In the DJ booth, Steve takes a tablet and swallows it with some water. Capote dances with a young man, and Steve smiles. On wood. Shane finally takes a step onto the dance floor. It's like thunder, lightning, the way you love me. Whoa! A couple of girls nearby look at him curiously. Oh, yeah, baby. He slowly lets himself get taken over by the music. He shuts his eyes and tilts his head back, absorbing the atmosphere. Now he's back in New Jersey with his family.
Well, the thing about stars is they're short.
You talk to any of them?
Kind of.
Like who?
Like, I don't know, but you should have seen all the photographers. I bet you Edwin got one of the pictures.
Think Farrah ever goes there?
Maybe.
And Lee Majors?
Probably.
What about Princess Grace?
Sure, I bet she goes all the time.
Really? Maybe we can touch her when she goes by. And we'll tell her that Mom named us after her.
Hey, Dad!
Hey, Dad.
What?
Hey, Dad. Dad, can I borrow the keys tonight?
What for?
Shane was in the city last night, and he wants to go back. Ow.
The city?
Yeah, Shane was just telling us how he went to Studio 54 last night.
Studio 54? That's that big disco everybody's talking about.
Where all the stars go?
Yeah, Dad, you should have seen it.
Hey, I saw a star once. Bob Hope. You see him there?
Thanks for the memories, Dad, but it wasn't a Korean War show.
Yeah. Grace and Shane share an uncomfortable look.
What else, Shane?
Well, I went up into the balcony. I'm just pretty... It's pretty dark.
They continue eating their meal. Later, Shane switches off the TV. He realizes his father is fast asleep on the sofa. He looks around, then surreptitiously steals the car keys from him. Later, he's driving through the streets.
The girl who cut my hair had this boyfriend whose sister did the books for Steve Rubell and got me an interview. Steve Rubell, a regular Brooklyn kid who got his start by running a few steakhouses, was now on top of the world.
He's gorgeous?
He's gorgeous.
Gorgeous?
Look for yourself.
Okay.
I was warned that Steve didn't hire any dummies, and I should be on my toes because he could ask some really tricky questions.
What's 2 + 2?
Huh?
You'll be fine.
You're right, he's gorgeous.
Come on in! Where do bad little bartenders go if they don't go to hell first?
Xenon.
Right, a fate worse than death. So, as of tonight, the new bartender will be... Rhett. Oh, and we got a new busboy. His name is Shane. Shane! Shane, come here. Come here.
He's wearing some tiny shorts.
Couldn't find the right size.
And remember, it's you boys who are truly New York's finest.
One Shabley. Hey, kid. Shabley.
So, what'll it be?
What'll it be? Where did I get you, Rock? Philadelphia.
No talking to the animals, busboy.
Hang in there, baby.
Shane looks totally lost.
Greg, man, can you help me, please?
This is how it works. Keep the bottles and the glasses off the dance floor. Now remember, keep the champagne cold and keep it flowing. You gotta pay attention to the VIP area. Steve doesn't want them ever to have to pour champagne themselves. Now, listen up. After everybody's all gone, you check the banquettes. We usually find some pretty good stuff.
You said you'll be black?
Think so. Ready?
Yeah.
There she was. Julie Black.
Man, she looked even better in person than on TV. She was from Jersey too, and she'd made it.
Julie winks at him.
You know, I really gotta get out of here and get some sleep.
Stevie knew that we have no royalty in this country. We have celebrity. And if he could provide the opportunity for regular people to dance the bump with the famous, studio would be one of a kind. And I was such a dumb kid.
I mean, all these famous people, and I didn't know who any of them were. And they'd all go, Truman, oh, Truman. And I'd be thinking, who the fuck is Truman?
Hey, Fiorucci, how are you? You know, I'm such a big fan of yours. Your windows are great.
Grazie molto. La mia moda è come la tua club, fatto per persone intelligenti.
So Italian and adorable. I want to eat you with a spoon. Come.
Come with me.
Behind the scenes of the nightclub, Shane follows the woman up a set of steps. They head up onto the balcony. All around them is a sea of writhing, exposed flesh. He steps up behind her, and she reaches into his shorts before turning round and putting her arms around his neck. She kisses him passionately and he runs his lips down her body. She throws her head back in ecstasy. Now the bar staff are in a diner.
You know, I'd say it was this big. Oh, stop. No, at least.
Did you get his number?
It ain't the size of the ship, it's the motion of the ocean.
Mother teach you that?
His father. Sounds kind of defensive to me.
Hey, I think we're freaking the new kid out.
Hey, how'd you do tonight?
Good. I made quite a bit, I think.
Yeah, he doesn't mean the tips.
You went up to the balcony with Patty? Hmm?
His word gets around fast, I guess.
So, did she do the accent? Huh? So how was she?
Really great. Yeah. She's a model.
Really? Have we seen her in anything?
Yeah, Vogue. French Vogue.
She's moving on up.
Yeah, she told me Cosmo.
She told me women's wear daily.
Hey, listen, I don't care if it was Sears and Roebuck. It was hot.
She told you women's wear daily.
Stop! Ooh, I feel a fight coming on.
No, no way, sister.
And the extra plate?
Yeah.
All right, cough it up.
Yeah.
There we go. Thank you.
Hey, don't take anything until everybody puts their stuff down.
Didn't you get anything? Oh, wait.
Wow. Hello, friend.
A small vial of powder. Later, he goes back to Greg and Anita's apartment.
Sometimes you meet people and right away they feel like family.
You kidding me?
No.
That's how it was with Greg and Anita. She wanted to be the next Donna Summer. Greg wanted to get ahead, but wasn't sure how.
Oh, looks like your wedding was dynamite.
Oh, put this away.
This is Anita's studio. Far out. What's this?
Oh, these are just for motivation, like when you put a picture of a fat person on the fridge.
All right, so play me something. Yeah, she's so unbelievable. Honey, play something
for me.
No.
I'm really tired. I'm really, really tired. I mean, I've been screaming all night. Okay, I'll play something simple.
Loco de contento con su cargamento para la ciudad, ay, para la ciudad. Lleva en el pensamiento todo mundo lleno de felicidad, ay, de felicidad.
I can't do this.
That was excellent.
No, it wasn't.
Hey, Shane, follow me.
Greg takes Shane into another room.
This place is bad, man.
You can stay as long as you want.
Really?
Mi casa is tu casa. And in mi casa, there are three basic food groups. Solids, liquids, and hot smoke.
Time passes, and the three of them hang out together.
What will it be? What will it be? Can I help you? Yes, can I help you?
I am looking for American boxes for their big American brands.
I couldn't believe all the shit Greg told me was going on at the club. Bartenders, they had it made. Drugs, sex, connections, money. There was an endless supply coming across the bar. Greg told me that halfway through the night, Steve had the bartenders dump the cash, send it downstairs, and change the tape in the registers. It was a skim job straight out of a Vegas casino, and Steve Rubell was making a fortune off of it. Greg was on garbage detail.
Anthony!
He'd take it out the back door and give it to this guy, Anthony. He called the garbage man.
How you doing?
All right, scored tonight, didn't I?
Greg told me everything.
All right, cowgirl. Put that on there. Easy, easy, wrong. Is it all there?
Yeah, count it.
Oh. How much they pay you to wait around for me, okay?
Enough.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You're Italian, right?
Right on.
Yeah? If you ever need to increase your paycheck, you come to me. I got the best party favors in the place. All right?
Yeah.
Good. Yeah!
Steve's getting carried out.
You, Greg.
Take it.
But I have to...
Give it to him. Come on! You've never seen my palace.
Later, Steve's chauffeur waits outside his apartment block. Steve's bodyguard carries him into his bedroom, with Greg in tow.
Empty it.
A large bag is stuffed full of money, which Greg pours out onto the bed. Steve pulls himself onto the bed, rolling over the bills. He looks up at Greg woozily.
Rhett, the brand new bartender, quit. Thinks he's gonna model.
Really?
Yeah. He met Scavullo and thinks he's got it made. You're a handsome guy. Bet you could model if you were a little taller.
Steve picks up a small white pill and offers it to Greg, who refuses.
It's a new world out there. Old labels and prejudices don't apply anymore.
Right.
Right. You do a special job for us. Important. Before you, I only let bartenders deal with Anthony, but Viv trusts you.
It's a good job. I take it seriously.
Yeah. She also says that you're married to Anita.
Yeah.
And that you never go with the other boys.
Yeah. I mean, no, I don't, I'm not gay.
Oh, labels.
I'm sorry, I forgot, Mr. Rubell.
Mister, huh? Mister. Mister. Oh, that's good. Well, you know what? I'm not gay either. I want to suck your cock.
I'm married.
No one gets married at your age, unless you're trying to prove something.
I have to go. Sorry. Okay.
Bartenders make a lot of this.
I know.
Come here.
Greg takes a couple of paces towards Steve. He reaches for his belt and undoes his trousers. Steve's bodyguard's reading a comic.
I can't. I'm married and she's waiting.
You really are that straight.
Sorry.
No. I respect that. Let me apologize to you.
He spits out some phlegm and smiles to himself. Now the sun's rising over New York City. In New Jersey, Shane's father is sitting in the living room as Shane brings a box of his things down from upstairs.
Bye, Dad. Bye.
Shane heads out to the waiting car. His father goes to the door and watches him leave.
Listen, Gracie, you know, I'm sorry about leaving you and Kelly like this, but I should have been out of the house 2 years ago.
No shit, Shane.
Grace drives him towards New York City.
Yes, we want variety. Yes, you gotta toss the salad. But no, that doesn't mean letting in whores and yids in like last night.
That were your cousins, Stevie.
I don't care if it was my mother and my father. They look like shit.
Okay, Stevie, man.
No. Okay, Stevie, no cool. Let's come on. Family my ass. Let's go.
These fuckers are hot. What do you think?
Fabulous, love. Now, get out of here. Get out of here. Let's go!
Hey, can I talk to you about maybe putting somebody on the list?
No, man, you have to talk to Steve. And he's been working 72 hours straight, so you tread lightly.
The IRS? Oh, please.
Even though you pay me like a cashier, I'm the accountant in this place, and it's me who's gonna go down with you if you get it by blabbing your big mouth all over the place.
Do me a favor. Throw out that nasty weed of yours, okay? Because paranoia's setting in.
Hi.
Hi. How's the new kid? You need a little something for the night? Buck tells me you've been doing a good job. What sign are you?
Cancer.
Cancer. Good people, cancers. What do you think, Viv?
Crabs.
Steve, I wanted to talk to you about, I got some friends, and, I wanted to find out about maybe putting them on the list.
Do they look like you?
One's my cousin.
Okay, let me explain something, kid, okay? Okay, once a month, the nephew of the king of Saudi Arabia, right, flies 7,000 miles to dance here for one night, all night, then gets back on his plane at sunrise. He tells me it's the only place on earth that he feels totally free. So naturally, you know, we have a responsibility. So I repeat, do they look like you?
They're my friends.
Fine. I'll put them on the list. But they better look like you.
Thanks.
Shane hurries out of the office. He sighs and looks down at the handful of pills he's taken from Steve. He takes one and slowly places it in his mouth. Later, Julie arrives at the club. Shane can't take his eyes off her.
Julie.
You're a mess. Come here. I'm gonna fix you up.
Hey, did you sleep with somebody to get your job?
My job? Please. Here we go.
Listen, Shane. You better watch how much you party or you could get fired. Here.
I don't do that crud. Not the nose.
Come on, you need a little equalizer. Come on, you look like Stevie.
He sits forward and snorts the line off Anita's hand.
Steve could be a rat bastard, no question about it. He took my friends off the list as soon as I left his office.
Look again, man. Shane invited us, Shane O'Shea, he works here.
I told him later that Steve was always playing little games like that. Just cruel. I never figured out why. I mean, with the kind of power he had, why play games?
Excuse me, fuck out of my way, please.
He was weird that way. Like, some nights, he'd keep the club almost empty. There could be 1,000 people out on the street and only 100 inside dancing.
Shane, look. It's Billy Oster.
Billy? What's her deal?
She knows everybody. Especially everybody in the music industry. Help me out. She's into coke.
You want to meet her?
Anita smiles at him. He picks up a tray and a small vial. He saunters over to Billy and whispers in her ear. Later, Anita, Billy, Shane, and Greg are doing coke together.
Oh, thanks. Diana helped herself to the last of my snow. Oh, recording artist.
You know, Anita's a recording artist, too.
Oh, wonderful. What label?
Well, I don't really have one yet.
Well, send me a tape. I'd love to hear it.
Oh, thank you. As a matter of fact, I think I have a tape here with me. Yeah, here. The recording isn't that great, you know.
You just do these tonics a lot.
I just made it with, like, home equipment, and so... Bye.
Ah! Slow machine. I won't work for nobody but you.
They're cute. I just love discovering new talent.
She kisses Shane.
You have the body of David and the face of Botticelli.
Barbara, what?
Just say thanks, darling.
Thanks. It's really funky, but I don't know if it's me.
Darling, I don't think you realize what is you.
I just want to look cool when I'm out, like I'm in New York.
What you are is part of Billy's Big Bang Theory.
Billy taught me how the world worked. That I had the power to get whatever it was I wanted.
Yes, yes.
Rhett, when did he quit?
Tonight. Oh, I'm crushed. It's incredible. Whoa. Cowboy, easy. Easy. Here, try this.
Shane tilts his head back. Oh.
Ooh, you learn fast.
I bet I could do that job.
Should I talk to Stevie for you?
I don't know. My friend's been waiting for that job.
Do you want it?
Yeah, I want it.
What would you do to get it?
He pushes her down onto the bed, and she passes out. He nudges her head, but she doesn't respond. He looks at his reflection in the mirror and continues thrusting. Later, he knocks at the door to Steve's office.
Who is it?
Shane's shirt is undone.
might be illegal.
Shane locks the door and slowly walks across the room. He takes a seat, and Steve looks at him with a slight smile. Shane starts undoing his trousers, fumbling awkwardly with the cord.
May I help you?
Robert quit the job, and
Let me get this straight. You want a job. Shouldn't I be taking my pants off?
Shane gets up and rushes out. Steve chuckles to himself.
Of course, everyone knows that red is history. And Shane will take his place.
Later on, I learned that Billy had spoken to Stevie about my promotion. I have to admit, I felt bad for Greg.
I named him Shane 54!
Steve laughs as the other bartenders pour drink all over Shane's body. Greg to Anita.
We were both right. Too short, and I don't suck cock.
Well, there's nothing you can do about being short.
Right. I'm gonna make us some real money. I got other ideas.
How about the best fuck of your lifetime?
Disco Dottie plants a smacker on Shane.
So I made it. Bartending was the best job in the world. But for me, the big thing was when you were a bartender at 54, everybody knew your name. You were famous.
Come on, I want to introduce you to him. Come on. He doesn't want to be photographed tonight. Okay, thank you.
Steve didn't draw a line between customers and employees. Before 54, most clubs would hide their help, not Steve. He flaunted his. People made such a big deal about getting into 54, but they didn't know. Because once you got into the door, you wanted to get into the DJ's booth, or the office where the best coke was.
Come on.
Or the balcony where the people were getting laid, or the basement where the biggest names hung out. Steve was so fucking smart. I mean, you'd have to be some kind of a genius to take a dirty, wet basement and turn it into a VIP room celebrities would kill to get into. There was always another door.
Shane, darling, I guess you finally arrived.
Hi, Andy.
Hey, Steve.
Shane. This is Andy.
Oh, hi.
Andy loves it down here, don't you? Don't you, Andy?
Oh, yeah, it's great. It's really brown.
Shane hangs out with the celebs, whilst upstairs, the party's in full swing. Dancers in cages gyrate to the music. Now Shane's in a hot tub with a group of other people. A young blonde reaches under the water with a smile, and Shane giggles. He kisses her. Now Shane's in bed with someone else. As time passes, he sleeps with a succession of beautiful women. He gets out of bed, naked, leaving a woman sleeping. Now he's doing a photo shoot, wearing a sexy Santa outfit.
Even outside the club, I was always working it. Getting an article placed, an interview, mingling with the right people.
I got it.
Raising my profile.
He looks at a restaurant bill and shifts uncomfortably.
It was all coming together. I could almost taste it.
Now he parks his new car, which has the number plate Shane 54. Wearing a smart suit and overcoat, he makes his way to a dinner party with Anita.
Billy got me and Anita an invitation to Liz Van Gelder's because she knew there'd be some great contacts for us. Her dinner parties were a really big deal.
Hi, I'm Shane. This is Anita. We're Billy's friends.
Yes, of course. I'm Liz Van Gelder.
Well, the nightlife here is amusing enough, I suppose, but believe me, nothing compared with London in the swinging 60s.
Come on. Where did you find them?
L'Université de 54.
54. The bartender at 54. Oh, you sly puss. Bringing the bartender to table.
Steve is holding auditions for a New Year's act. A new New Year's act. He says he wants something fresh.
Ain't nobody as fresh as me. I might even have a tape with me, you know, in my purse.
Really?
Yeah.
Good. I have a tape deck in my...
So here I was putting my Jersey moves on Park Avenue. I really believed I'd come out of there that night with some good connections.
You have the essence of Errol Flynn.
Instead, I saw how far I had to go.
Who?
Darling, you know who Errol Flynn is.
Oh, yeah. Errol Flynn, right.
Oh, you know, you are the most gorgeous troglodyte I have ever seen.
Thanks.
I don't know who the fuck Errol Flynn is either. But don't you know what a troglodyte is?
Yeah, it's like a diamond.
No, Shane. A troglodyte is like a caveman. He called you a caveman. That makes me a cavewoman.
Anita, are you ready?
Yeah, in a minute.
What are you doing?
He's giving me a break. And Shane, lay off.
Now Shane's at home. He tears into an envelope and pulls out what's inside. Inside is a magazine containing his Santa photo shoot.
Where's the article?
There's a tagline at the bottom, Shane 54, I can do anybody. He's lying on his bed when Anita comes in, holding the magazine.
Let me be involved in the photo shoot, this wouldn't have happened. You should have known with a magazine like this.
Nita, lay off, please.
Come on, I know how to cheer you up. So we're gonna start with the hips. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3.
For extra dough, Anita taught suburbanites how to disco dance. Well, she tried anyway.
4, 1, 2, 3, hip, 1, 2, 3, hip, 1, 2, 3, hip, let me see it. Second thing we're gonna do is attitude. If you wanna make it to Studio 54, the most important thing is that you have to have the right attitude, and the attitude's in the face. So we're gonna go. Watch me now, because this is a very special step for attitude. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, attitude, 1, 2, 3, attitude, 1, 2, 3. Give me some attitude. What kind of an attitude is that? Come over here. Give me some attitude. Show me your stuff. 1, 2, 3, woo. 1, 2, 3, woo. 1, 2, 3, woo. 1, 2, 3, woo. 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 Same Travolta. Come on. Woo. Keep going. I'm gonna go for some inspiration. Oh, please, Shane. This kid needs some inspiration.
She pulls Shane onto the dance floor and they start boogieing together. Greg comes in and sees them together.
Hey,
Hey, keep your hands off my wife.
No smothering, Bradco. Thank you, but I was so hungry. Are you going to stay for the bus stop?
That sounds great, but I got some business of my own. Gotta go.
Hey, Shane, why don't you show us how you do your splits?
I'm not going to do that, Mario. You do it.
All right. Ow! Shane! I leave you alone for 1 second and look what happens. Are you all right? Does it hurt?
Just a little.
Don't move. I'm going to go get some ice.
I'm sorry.
In an office at 54, Greg pulls a black bin bag out of a cavity in the ceiling. He replaces the panel and jumps down off the desk he was standing on. The bag is stuffed full of notes, and he puts one of the bundles in his lunchbox.
Ludes, angel dust, and this is MBA. This is why the studio is such a great party. This month, anyhow.
Greg hands some money to Anthony, who puts it in a briefcase. Now, Greg drops a vial into a clubber's empty beer bottle.
Thanks.
The clubber gives Greg some money.
You should do it too, man.
Hey, midget, I hear you got some choice MBA.
20 each. Are you 25?
Oh, eat me raw, Tom Thumb. I never pay for my drugs.
But I don't take Medicare.
So tell me, how much money does the club pull in?
I'd say we make...
Steve whispers in the presenter's ear.
Every night.
And that would be before Uncle Sam gets his teeth into it.
Well, let me put it this way. What the IRS doesn't know won't hurt them. The secret is that I'm kind of a philosopher.
Can you believe the nerve of this man? He did Merv last week, Dick Cavett, and now this.
I understand that the path of excess leads to the palace of wisdom. Do you ever read Blake?
I have.
Yeah, I love Blake. You know, that's my favorite poet. Oh,
tiger, you gotta get to somebody in that place.
That's right. I love that. May I kiss your hand?
You know, I've been good for a whole week now.
Yeah? I'll keep being good and quit looking like that.
I'm not looking at you. Who'd want to look at you?
She turns and stares at him, lingeringly. Eventually, she returns her attentions to the cooking.
Here, give me that.
Stop it.
Come on, I want to help. You guys do everything.
No, it's not in my cocina.
You're trying to turn me on?
No, I'm trying to cook.
Say that again.
What?
A little salty midday at the casino.
Come on, let me go.
Greg catches them.
It was just after the spoon. Spoon.
Greg smashes Anita's keyboard.
You jealous bastard! You jealous bastard! You
put that fuck up!
Doing it with my own brother. How could you
How can
think
I?
About
I
it?
Caught you.
You are a jealous maniac, and you better get over it, because I'm not sticking around for more.
You threatening me?
I told you before we got married that I was not your slave.
No smothering, Gregor, right?
Right. Right. We had it. Remember?
Shane sitting by the window, listening in on the argument. He peers through the door at them.
You're the only one I love. You're my baby.
Shane continues to watch as Greg and Anita kiss passionately. They roll onto the floor, and she pulls off his shirt. Greg plants kisses all over Anita's body. Eventually, Shane averts his gaze and carefully closes the door. It's another busy night in Studio 54. Shane stops Julie as she makes her way through the crowd.
Hi!
Hi! Do I?
Shane!
Nice to meet you, Shane.
Let's go, Julie.
There's a queue at the cloakroom.
No ticket, no coat.
Just look for it.
Do you know how many black leather jackets with poppers and a cock ring in the left pocket we got back here?
A goat's running round the dance floor, but nobody seems concerned. I wanna play with you. Shane goes into the restroom.
Hey.
He goes into a cubicle.
Oh! What's wrong? I started to take a leak and it felt like razor blades. Uh-oh. What? Hey, don't tell me that's your first. My first what? You got the clap, man. Shit. Wake up.
Now he's in a pharmacy.
Penicillin, huh? We must be neighbors. I live just there. Don't worry. Your secret is safe with me. Shane O'Shea.
Thanks.
His wallet's empty. Dottie passes him some money.
Thanks, Dottie.
It's Mona. But that's just between you and me, too, okay?
Okay.
Grandma, look it.
Oh, that's beautiful. Oh. Now, can you say hi to Shane?
Hi.
Hi.
Sweet meat, sweet meat. Get Disco Dottie her funky little treat.
More champagne on the banquette, okay? Atlanta, we need more champagne on the banquette. Anthony's having a cow. He said we were short 1,000 the other night.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I've got a friend in Xenon who'll put you to work and not bitch about it.
Hey, why don't you go dance, okay? It's slowing down out there.
Yeah, there you go.
Steve's with his accountant.
What?
I'm letting you go. You're fired.
You fire me? Why would you want to?
Well, your sticky little fingers. Didn't you think Anthony would notice?
Notice what?
Oh. You're embarrassing yourself. Here, your severance.
He tosses some money onto the desk.
Stevie, I've worked for you for 10 years. I helped you get your first steakhouse.
You've been here too long. Your paranoia is getting to me.
There's money missing. Look someplace else.
Anthony's having a cow, okay? And somebody's head has to roll.
She throws the money at him, and he hurls it back at her. He pours some tablets out onto his hand, but they fall through his fingers.
Through the years, we all will be together.
Studio 54 cordially invites you to turn over a new leaf on New Year's Eve. Special performance by Anita. Anita, Greg and Shane are putting up Christmas decorations. They chink glasses, pop a pill and sip their drinks.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas.
Shane watches the performance in Studio 54 as fake snow starts to fall from the ceiling.
Ladies and gentlemen, a Christmas present
from me to you.
Every night I think about staying home, but then I come to my senses and give myself a good kick in the ass.
Now Dottie's on stage, dancing to the music as the fake snow continues to fall. She waves her arms around with a huge smile on her face. Greg to Shane.
Man, look at this pit. Nicotine break. Right on. Thank you.
I thought this night would never end.
Thank God it's Christmas. Can't wait to get out of here. You going home tomorrow?
I don't think so. I haven't talked to my dad in like 4 months.
Hey, man, why don't you come with me and Anita to her mother's? Be fun.
Thanks.
Yeah. Let's clean this place up. Let's get out of this hole.
Hey, you hear Romeo's quitting New Year's Eve?
You think I'm ever gonna get that job you're dreaming? He's never gonna promote me.
Mike? Listen, I'll talk to him.
Anyway, when we have our own place, we'll get to do all the hiring, right? Yeah, right.
All right, I'll meet you downstairs when you finish with this stuff.
Say what?
Steve doesn't want me to do any more of the busing or anything.
Are you for real?
What?
You're getting so conceited. It's like I don't even know who I'm talking to anymore.
What's your problem, man?
You pour drinks, right? You hang out with some high-class, stuck-up assholes, and suddenly you're some big star. You can't get your hands dirty?
Ah, look at you. Dealing more drugs than Johnson & Johnson.
Hey, that money's for Anita's studio. You know that.
Oh, I see.
You know what, Shane? Your head's filling up with so much shit, you don't even know what you're talking about.
Hey, Greg, cool it, man. I'm your friend, all right?
Yeah. Friend who's trying to scope my wife.
What the hell are you talking about?
Hey, she's the only girl this side of Fifth Avenue you haven't balled.
Don't know what you're talking about.
Fuck you. Shane 54.
The club's nearly empty, but Anita's still dancing. Greg comes over and tries to pull her away from the man she's dancing with.
Come on.
Lay off.
Let's get out of here.
Sit up. Fuck off, I'm not your slave.
Greg and Anita storm off in different directions. Steve goes over to Shane, carrying two drinks. He offers one to Shane, but he walks off. Steve watches him go, then quickly polishes off the two drinks. Shane finds Anita in the toilet.
You know, I told him before we get married. I told him what the deal was. I said, I love you, but I need my freedom. I need to have fun, you know, maybe not forever, but for now. And he said, okay, whatever. You know, whatever you need. I want you to be free. My ass. I could kill him. Fucking guts like this. I could just kill him. What's wrong?
She steps over to him and looks deeply into his eyes. Suddenly, he kisses her. Their passions grow despite the toilet attendant looking on. Anita pulls Shane into a cubicle. As they have sex in the cubicle, Steve peers at them through a gap in the door.
Let him walk. It's his bathroom.
Anita shoves Shane away and pushes past Steve. Shane looks up at Steve and slams the door. He punches the door in frustration. Now he's in his car.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average continued its slide today, bringing the two-day drop to 90 points. The news from Washington wasn't much better.
He pulls up outside the house, and Grace runs over to him.
Hey. Oh, God, where have you been, Kirby?
It's great to see you, Gracie.
Those for us?
Whoa, tinsel teeth.
Thanks to you, I shouldn't have took your money.
Let's go in, I'm freezing.
Whoa, nice car, is it yours?
I'm famous, you know.
Yeah, I know. We saw you in the paper day after missed some old lady. And I read that Princess Grace showed up there, too. Did you tell her about us?
I was off that night.
Oh.
Come on, I'm starved.
Why don't we go for a ride? I mean, no one's home anyway.
What?
They went to Aunt Mary's.
Shane sees his father at the window.
Rickles' aunt got into the studio one night, and she told Dad she saw you putting something up your nose. She's such a liar, right? Hey, maybe you can come in after I talk him into it.
No, thanks.
But Shane, you know...
She runs round the side of the car and gets in. She finds a bong, and he snatches it out of her hand. He stares at her, then looks back towards the house.
Don't make him write about you, Shane.
There's nothing wrong with this stuff, Gracie. He drinks. It's the same thing.
Good. I'm going to try one of these.
He knocks the pills out of her hand. She stares at him for a moment before putting her arm around him. Now it's night time and Shane's looking out across the city. He shuffles in the seat of his car and gets himself comfortable to sleep.
In the morning, I went to breakfast at the Alpine Inn like we used to the day after Christmas when Mom was alive.
Can I get a cappuccino, please?
Excuse me?
Julia's at a table nearby.
Wrong side of the river.
Hey.
Shh. Hi.
I'm Shane. We met at...
Yeah, I know who you are.
Would you mind... Could I?
Sure.
She pushes out a spare chair and he goes over to sit with her. She lowers her sunglasses from her eyes.
What are you doing out here?
Spending the week with my parents. Ugh.
Yeah.
You look like you crawled out from under a rock.
Well... It hasn't been the greatest homecoming.
I see. Hey, waitress, two cups of coffee, please. When in Rome.
The waitress pours coffee.
It's a whole nother world, huh?
You'll learn. Two languages, two sets of clothes, two sets of friends.
You kept your friends out here?
Well, no, actually, the clothes were a lot easier.
It's insane, isn't it? I mean, Manhattan is a whole nother problem. It's up 1 minute, down the next.
Story of my life, 1,000%.
2,000%.
He shrugs off his coat. She smiles at him. Later, they go out to the car park together.
You know, I've had so much coffee, I'm ready to take flight.
Bird of paradise.
He gently strokes her hair with his fingertips.
Hold on. So you remember today?
He gives her his disco ball keyring.
Thank you.
She kisses him tenderly on the lips.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Who'd have thought it?
Huh?
You were so sweet.
You gotta tell us what we want to hear about him, or we're gonna nail you.
We're talking an audit that goes all the way back. And my friend, if we find something we don't like, and believe me, we will, guess what? Your house is gone. Your car is gone. You are seriously gone. I'm talking 10 to 20 years.
You just want to investigate? Go ahead. My car, not in my name. My house, not in my name. My bank account, ain't got one. You know what I got? Ugats.
What about the drugs? Were they in your name? They were in your glove compartment.
Shane and Julie are bowling.
Wow. You're good.
Four brothers and I never lost a game.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
I've been meaning to tell you something.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of embarrassing.
You can tell me. What are you talking about?
When I first saw that picture of you in the gossip column, it was, you know, inspiring.
What?
I mean it. Just to see somebody else from Jersey who made it.
Made it? You're kidding, right? I'm on a soap.
Right.
Wrong. Soap work is the pits. Why do you think I'm at 54 every night?
I don't know. Maybe to meet somebody interesting.
Exactly. And this business is all about who you know. And since I'm gonna get a movie or die trying, there's no place better than 54. One big vendor with business cards. See, the thing is, if you meet the right producer, like Roland Sachs, for instance, you've got it made. I mean, he's got his hands in everything. Music, movies, clubs, everything.
Right. But you don't need that.
Shane, come on. You're a 54 bartender. You know how things work. I mean, you know what this is all about. I mean, you've had to maneuver. Sometimes use your charm, sometimes other things.
Okay, you got me.
Shane has a bowl. He turns back and she smiles at him.
You know, this place is really great. You can actually see people here.
You're cute.
They kiss lovingly.
Starting the decade with the perfect kiss.
What could be better than that?
Picking up that 7-10 split.
Oh, yeah, I'm gonna do it first.
No, you're not. It's mine. Forget it. Come on. Hey, give me that ball.
Their conscience expects the biggest throng of New Year's revelers.
Now he's in his car. He throws his bong out the window.
It's day 58 of the American hostage crisis in Iran. No end in sight.
Oops. Yeah, of course you're on the list. Okay. What's this?
It's the missing money. I took it.
What money?
You know, Anthony's money.
Oh, that's adorable. You know, Greg's very lucky to have a friend like you to cover for him.
You knew?
Yeah. You know, I see everything that goes on here. You know, you don't think I'm watching, but I am.
He never would have touched that money if he'd been made a bartender in the first place. He's really a great guy, Steve. He thought he'd be a busboy for the rest of his life.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Can't you give him a break?
So, you want me to make him a bartender now? You know, I am too nice for my own good because just, you know, people take advantage.
Thanks, Steve.
But don't you say anything to him about it, okay?
Okay.
I'll tell him myself. Why is everyone so sentimental this time of year? I hate the holidays.
Steve glugs champagne from the bottle. Glitter rains down from the ceiling. Shane finds Greg.
Greg! Hey, man. It's great to see you. I wasn't sure if you were coming back.
No way, I couldn't miss Anita tonight. Plus, I should meet up with my very possibly girlfriend.
Girlfriend?
Is that where you've been?
Yeah. Truly black, man.
Bullshit.
I'm not jiving you, I swear.
That's great, man. Look, you know, I gotta go find Anthony. You need any party materials?
No, thanks. Not tonight.
At the door.
Steve! Mark, come on, I've been here every holiday. It's New Year's Eve. Since I'm so lonely.
Go home, honey.
This is my home.
Please.
Steve shakes his head. Inside, the glitter-covered dancers continue to boogie. Shane hops over the bar.
Remember what happens tomorrow? The new decade, Turkey. The new bartender gets announced. Oh, right. Yeah, it's looking good for you for sure, man.
Really?
Hey, your fairy tale wish just came true. I've got a very special job for you tonight. Grace Kelly's coming. And I want you to take care of her.
No shit.
Yes, but try not to say shit around her, okay? I mean, she is from Philly, but I don't think she does that anymore, all right? No, not tonight. Not tonight. Never, 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 never come to me like that.
Shane's on the phone.
Are you sleeping? Is Gracie there? Well, tell her I'm gonna meet Princess Grace tonight.
The bartenders knock back drinks as the party continues in full swing. Shane to Anita.
I wanted to wish you good luck tonight. You're gonna be great.
He opens some champagne.
Happy New Year.
Hey, it's Errol Flynn.
Hey, Roland. It's great to see you, man. I've been trying to reach you, but I guess...
Yeah, hold on. My date's getting crushed.
Oh.
Hi.
I've got a great idea. Let's get back to my
sister. No, he doesn't
travel. Oh, come on. It'll be wild.
Listen, some of us are going back to Roland's house later. He wants to know. Do you want to come?
Actually, it'll just be the three of us. There goes Donna. Excuse me.
I don't understand. I thought we, you know, connected.
Shane, I already explained this to you. My career is really important to me right now. Listen, Shane, I like you. I really do. But drop the fantasy, okay? I'm building something here, and I thought you wanted to get ahead, too. Now, Roland's the kind of guy who can make that happen for you. Don't you want that?
Not that way.
Shane walks off. Steve waves at the crowd.
Okay. First, I want to tell you all something that most of you already know. I love you.
Yeah. Love you too, Steve!
Secondly, there have been a few little rumors floating around about me and a certain government agency, but rest assured, that's all taken care of. Just try and tangle with me! And now, I want to introduce to you a brand new talent, a talent for the 80s that I discovered in the coat room, believe it or not. Please welcome Anita.
Greg smiles as Anita takes to the stage.
Tonight is the night I fly. Spread my wings and touch the sky. Tonight is the night I see everything that's waiting for me.
Oh,
got something built to last. Oh, baby, it's your love that sets me free. Tonight is the night I fly. Spread my wings and touch the sky. Oh, tonight is the night I see everything that's waiting for me.
Shane tries to keep his eyes on Anita as he works. Dottie collapses and starts convulsing on the floor. Shane races over, and Steve starts to realize something's wrong. He tells the DJ to cut the music whilst a cameraman snaps a photo of Dottie. Shane crouches at her side. He turns her over, and her wig slips off. The lights come on.
Dottie. Mona.
She looks at him briefly and then dies. He gently shakes her, but she doesn't respond. Greg looks on from a distance, his face wide-eyed with fear. The main lights are shut off, and slowly the party gets going again. Shane, however, stays crouching, staring at the floor. He looks round incredulously at the revelers. Steve comes over to him.
Hey. Princess Grace is here and she's thirsty.
What?
This way, you're on. Come on. Shaney. It's been a mean night, okay? And I'll cry about it tomorrow. I will. But tonight the show must go on. Let's go.
I can't talk to anybody. We did it to her.
Hey, come on.
This place did.
Hey, you can't blame yourself if she couldn't handle her drugs. Come on, let's go. Come on. It'll calm you down.
This isn't right.
Princess Grace is here, okay? Princess Grace.
We lost a friend tonight.
No. I lost a friend tonight, okay? No offense, but you were just another pretty face to her.
She was my friend.
Oh, she was completely nearsighted. She couldn't tell one of you from the next. Now get it together and get downstairs. Hey! Don't forget how replaceable you are, little Lord Fauntleroy.
Try telling them that, Stevie. Remember, I'm only New York's finest. I'm Shane 54.
Like there wasn't a Gabriel 54 and a Rhett 54.
Bullshit.
Oh, no. Don't tell me that's the first time you ever read an interview magazine. Oh, no.
Fuck you. Troglodyte.
Hey, where you going, huh? The door's that way. He's out.
Law enforcement vehicles pull up outside the club, and some officers make their way inside. One of them starts looking at the records book in Steve's office. Greg finds Anita sitting alone. She looks up at him sadly.
I love you.
They embrace one another. Shane finds the IRS officers in Steve's office. He turns on his heels and runs off.
IRS.
The IRS officer takes a till receipt from the bar.
They're here.
Shane. I knew you'd come to your senses, minor kind of Shane.
I went downstairs to get my keys and they're right in the office.
Steve sees an officer behind the bar.
Even from here, the suits look cheap.
Steve! Aren't you gonna get out of here?
Where would I go?
Shane's grabbed by bouncers.
Let's go, Shane.
Hey, what are you guys doing?
Steve wants you out.
Hey! Get off of me! Yo, Billy, come on, man!
Get out, Shane!
Come on, guys!
Get out of here!
I gotta get my wallet!
Get out of here! Keep moving!
Later, Steve's taken away in custody.
Move it, Steve! The handcuffs are too tight! They'll need rocks! What am I? Public enemy number one, for Christ's sake?
Huh? Put your head down.
Get it.
Look at this land.
This is so
tacky.
Get back. Get back. What happened?
Steve tries to kick the paparazzi away. Now Shane's walking down the street. He's wrapping an old bin bag around his bare torso when a limousine pulls up next to him.
Shane! You want a ride?
Julie gets out of the limo and goes over to him.
Look, Shane, I'm sorry. I know I acted like a fool, but you know how it gets in there.
Where's Roland?
I lost him in the balcony. I'm sorry. Come on.
What about your career? I thought that was your big priority.
Yeah, well, I'm not so sure anymore.
Me neither. So now what?
I like you, Shane. Let's face it, we're Jersey.
Yeah, we are.
So, friends?
Friends.
They shake hands.
Agents of the IRS and the FBI raided the highly popular Studio 54.
So that's how my decade ended. In the year and a half that Steve was in jail, things changed a lot. Big corporations had taken over the New York club world, doing what corporations do, making everything safe and boring. The freedom was gone. I kept in touch with Julie. She was doing all right. She moved to Hollywood and got a small part in a good film. I hadn't seen Greg and Anita in a while. Brought back too many memories. But they were still together, doing fine. Anita recorded a great album with Casablanca, but some people thought it was too disco. I'd been taking business classes at NYU during the day and managing a restaurant in the village at night. As far as my dad went, things were better there too. I got to Jersey to see him and my sisters about once a week. When I heard about Stevie's welcome back party, I couldn't resist.
Shane heads inside Studio 54. Anita and Greg are also there.
After getting off with just 6 months probation, Greg gave up dealing. He got a good job in construction.
The bartenders are now all wearing smart red polo shirts. Steve appears at the DJ booth, looking out across the packed dance floor. A broad smile spreads across his face.
It's so good to see you again. It's great to be back. I was in the Bahamas, you know. On a year and a half forced vacation. Don't you love my club fed tan?
Anita and Greg wave.
I want you to know only my friends are here tonight. But I did put my parole officer on the list. You know, prison can be so fucking dull at night.
Shane waves.
I guess I just wanted to welcome you all back to say, this time, I hope it does last forever. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back.
Three singers are on stage.
If you could read my mind, love, what a tale my thoughts would tell. Just like an old-time movie about a ghost from a wishing well. In a castle dark or a fortress strong, with chains upon my feet, you know that ghost is me. I don't know where...
Shane edges his way across the heaving dance floor while Steve looks down with a contented smile. Greg and Anita spot Shane.
If you could read my mind, love, won't tell me. Just like a paperback novel, the kind you trust or sell. When you reach the park, where the heartache comes, the hero would be you.
Steve smiles down at the three of them.
You see, Steve Rubell had a dream. But like with all dreams, you wake up to reality. Even though Steve was just a consultant now, the new owners gave him this night, this one night, to bring all his friends back. To do it his way. We pretended nothing had changed. But in reality, the party was over.
An image of the club in its heyday, filled with partygoers. Studio 54 remained open for the next several years, finally closing its doors in 1986. Steve Rubell died in 1989. He was 45 years old.